I'm Christine Denton, Senior Vice President of Roland Criss. Thank you for joining this edition of our TIP series. Roland Criss is committed to raising awareness and sharing insights into the impact of the new conflict of interest rule on retirement plans. The federal government issues new rules and changes existing rules at a dizzying pace. It wouldn't be surprising to hear executives ask, "So what?" when they hear about the new conflict of interest rule that targets retirement plans like 401k and 403b plans. Even the legal title of the rule, which contains the words investment advice, suggests that the rule is something for the vendor of a retirement plan's investment program to comply with. That part's true, but the other part deeply affects organizations that sponsor retirement plans. The conflict of interest rule is dramatically changing the investment advice vendor market. It's very likely that you'll be hearing from your investment advisor soon about this, if you haven't already. The part that you may not hear about, though, is what businesses and nonprofit organizations must do to satisfy the conflict of interest rule. First and foremost, violation of the rule carries with it an automatic penalty called a prohibited transaction, the financial cost of which can be severe. I'm going to share with you six critical steps for preparing for the conflict of interest rule. First, increase your understanding of your investment vendor's business, who it serves, what it sells, and how it gets paid. It's important to note that much of the investment advisor market advises both plan level and participant level. That's fine as long as the plan sponsor deems that the disclosures are appropriate and the fees to both client types are reasonable. Second, ask if your investment vendor has contractually acknowledged a fiduciary rule to your retirement plan. Check their contract and find where their answer is documented. Third, review your system for checking on employees that roll over their retirement plan assets to individual retirement accounts, or IRAs, and who they pay to advise them. If you don't have a system, get help creating one. Roland Criss offers an IRA rollover assurance program that complies with the new Best Interest Contract Exemption, or BICE. Fourth, conduct an audit to confirm that the fees paid by your plan's participants are reasonable. Be careful not to rely only on benchmarking reports. The quality of the services delivered is as important as the cost. Benchmarking reports don't cover the quality aspect of the question. Fifth, confirm that your investment vendor has adopted anti-conflict policies and procedures, including avoiding certain incentive practices, and has disclosed to you any conflicts of interest that could affect their best judgment as a fiduciary rendering advice. And finally, get legal help for making changes to your vendor's contract that may be generated from your reviews and analysis. Changes in federal law are often unclear about how to align action steps with the law's provisions. Roland Criss specializes in making compliance with fiduciary rules easy. We look forward to the possibility of hearing from you.